Part 3. Practicing Concentrated Meditation. Focusing the Mind. Let us take a moment to review how progress toward a meaningful life unfolds. First comes morality, then concentrated meditation, then wisdom. Wisdom relies on the single-mindedness of meditation, and meditation depends upon the self-awareness of morality. Up until now, we have discussed the practice of morality, which makes you more settled and peaceful and your mind ready for more spiritual advancement. With a conscious mode of behavior, concentrated meditation, called calm abiding, can be accomplished. Still, your mind is too scattered for increasingly effective meditative practice, which requires full concentration. Even a small noise here or there can immediately distract you. Since it is absolutely necessary to make the mind much more focused so that wisdom can take hold, I will now discuss the process of developing the profoundly concentrated state of calm abiding. First, I will briefly describe the various types of meditation so that you can understand the place that calm abiding takes among them. There are many ways to meditate. Two basic types of meditation are analytical meditation and stabilizing meditation. In analytical meditation, you analyze a topic, trying to understand it through reasoning. For instance, you might meditate on why things are impermanent by reflecting on how they are produced by causes, or how they disintegrate moment by moment. In stabilizing meditation, you fix your mind on a single object or topic, such as impermanence. Calm abiding is cultivated through stabilizing meditation. Another way of dividing meditation is between subjective meditation and objective meditation. In subjective meditation, your aim is to cultivate in the mind a new or strengthened perspective or attitude. The cultivation of faith is an example of subjective meditation. Faith is not the object on which you are concentrating, but an attitude that is being meditatively cultivated. Cultivation of compassion, for instance, is subjective meditation because you are not meditating on compassion, but are seeking to make your consciousness more compassionate. In objective meditation, you meditate on a topic such as on impermanence, or on an object such as on the golden body of a Buddha. You can also meditate in the manner of wishing. For example, you might wish to be filled with the compassion and wisdom of a Buddha, and this wish would be your meditation. Or you can go one step further into imaginative meditation, in which you envision that you have qualities that you actually do not yet have. The practice of deity yoga, for example, calls for meditating on yourself as an ideal being whose body is made from the light of wisdom. Of these various forms of meditation, let us discuss how to practice the stabilizing meditation of calm abiding. As mentioned earlier, the aim of stabilizing meditation is to strengthen the mind's ability to focus on a single object or topic, which in turn enables the mind to overcome problems at their root. It will also help you to be more alert and sharp in daily life. It will gradually increase your power of memory, which is useful in all parts of your life. Since in this type of meditation, you are seeking to achieve a deeply concentrated state of mind, you need the following. First, you need the initial cause, morality, which brings you a peaceful, relaxed, conscientious mode of behavior and thus removes coarse distractions. Second, you need a time and place for practice apart from the commotion of daily life. Make time for meditation in your daily schedule. For focused meditation, being alone in a secluded, quiet spot is crucial. Since noise is the thorn preventing concentration, at the beginning, it is very important to stay in a quiet place. Consider taking a retreat instead of a vacation. 3. You need a suitable diet, fostering clarity of mind. For some health conditions, it may be necessary to eat meat, but generally speaking, vegetarian food is best. According to the morality of individual liberation, there is no prohibition against eating meat occasionally, but you should not eat meat that is purposely killed for you, and you should not ask for it if it is not offered. Indeed, it would be most welcome if the majority of people did become vegetarian. Some great vehicle scriptures prohibit the eating of meat, since concern for others is the heart of great vehicle morality. Also, eating too much food is not good, so eat less. Of course, drinking alcohol is out of the question, as are all mind-altering drugs. Smoking is not advisable. If a bearded man was smoking while entering into deep meditation, he would risk having his beard catch on fire.